This is the Faith Conversations podcast. Here, we bring people of faith to the table for honest and authentic conversations about personal faith journeys and what it is like to have a personal relationship with God. Hi, friends. Welcome to the Faith Conversations podcast. This is Jessica Cabrera, your host. I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be here today. I hope you enjoyed the celebration that we carried on this past week with the release of the anniversary episode on April 28th, followed by the 5 10-minute daily dose episodes of our takeaways of everything we've learned about God over the past year. If you miss them, I recommend you go back and listen. It's really an amazing way to hear how God has changed me and things in my life, as well as the things that we've really learned about him, the things that have bubbled to the top after listening to a year of people share their faith journey stories and kind of getting a peek behind the scenes at what God's doing on earth. We really had some pretty incredible takeaways. So I encourage you to listen if you haven't had a chance yet. But today, you know what? I have been so reflective. Oh my gosh. I mean, the anniversary series was so much fun to do. I just was walking around with a pep in my step, feeling so incredible about what I had learned about God over this past year, just as I reflected on those things. And now I am feeling, I'll be honest, I'm feeling a little somber, but not because things are bad, but because I'm just thinking about the depth of the reality of what all of that means. So maybe I can unpack that a little bit for you today. Today's going to be a solo episode. I'm not interviewing anyone. I'm coming to you to share a little bit more, in fact, because I think that after a full week of celebrating all that God has done and who God is, I am realizing that you guys kind of get to hear the peppy side of my relationship with God. You get to hear everything that I have to say about how amazing he is and how incredible he is and how I'm just like enamored and in awe and, you know, just like speechless and all of these things about who God is and what he's like. And all of that is very, very true. But I've just been thinking about how I don't share with you what it looks like in real life for me very much. I've definitely shared some parts of my story, and over the past year, I've shared more than I've ever shared with others, with all of you. But now, I don't know. I actually think I'm still kind of sharing a bunch of reflective stories on the past and things that I've learned, and I don't think I'm letting you hear what it's like in real life for me behind the scenes while I'm doing this podcast. So I've had to think long and hard about this because it does feel very vulnerable, I'll be honest. You know, I work with a lot of people at a national organization. I also am reluctant to share too much about my personal life just out of respect for my children and my husband and their privacy. But today I talked with my husband about it and I asked him if he was okay if I shared some of these things, and he's fully supportive. So I figured I'd come to the table a little bit vulnerable to let you know what's been on my mind and what's actually been going on behind the scenes as I've been hosting this podcast. Also, I want to do a quick call out because today is May 5th. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so I just want you guys to be aware of that. I actually head up a national mental health wellness effort for farmers across the United States in my day job. I just want to mention that everyone has mental health, and it's something that we all have. And it's just like any other type of physical health that we have. We can be healthy or we can be in need of care. And so if that's you and you want to take care of your mental health, there are lots of resources out there this month to be able to seek out support and wellness for your own mental well-being. But in that note, something that has been on my mind a lot recently, actually it prompted because of a song, a hymn that you might be familiar with. It's called Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And I think it's the refrain, but it says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. I've heard that song so many times, but recently this idea of things of this earth growing strangely dim has really been getting my attention. And in fact, I've been talking to some of my friends because there have been a lot of things going on in my life. And the more I have reflected on who God is and learn more and more about God through doing this podcast, the more the things of this earth have grown strangely dim for me. And it is actually kind of a weird experience. It's certainly kind of strange when circumstances are like not going well, but your emotions don't necessarily align with that. It can feel like something is off or like I'm not responding in the right way. I know that sometimes I'm thinking to myself, is this faith or is this denial? I'm not really sure. I'm wondering if I'm being fake, you know, like I've got hard stuff going on in my life, but yet I'm happy. Or when I talk with people, I'm very thankful. And then I realize like, but gosh, they didn't get a glimpse of the fact that things are actually kind of hard right now. Is that fake of me? Is that superficial of me to be like that? I don't know. Cause I feel both. I feel the tension of joy and hardship, right? And I also wonder, like, maybe it's supernatural. Maybe the things of this earth are growing strangely dim in light of God's glory and grace. Maybe that is what's happening. Maybe there's a supernatural thing taking place where God is shielding me from the flaming arrows of the evil one, and they're not puncturing as deep as they used to, which is something I talked about in a previous episode last week. But you know, I think what I want to do is tell you a story from a long time ago in my life, something that went on with us that was really hard. And I will tell you, during this scenario, I was not feeling like things of this earth were strangely dim at all. The things of this earth were definitely not dim. They were very bright and hard to navigate. So I'll share that with you, and then I'll kind of relate it to some things that are going on now. When I had just been married for about 5 years, my husband and I were running a small construction business, and in addition, I was also working contract for corporate education. Our son was 2 years old. We only had one son at this time. He was 2 years old, and we were living in a lovely home that my husband renovated before we moved in. And in a surprising turn of events, we had a client with the construction company that ended up being a liar and very, very deceptive. And his actions shook our world apart. On a Friday, he shook our hand and issued payment in full for a job well done on the home remodel that we did for him. And on Monday, he went into the bank and he stopped payment on the check, claiming that the work had not been done. This man was a local politician. He had a lot of significant influence in our city, and he used that influence to make it pretty much impossible to battle out the deception and the evil that he was honestly doing against us. He proceeded to then smear the company's name with our supplier because he was afraid, I think, that we would go to the supplier and tell them what had happened. And so instead, he went in front of us and smeared our name in order for the supplier to not trust us. And that made the supplier then no longer generate job leads for us. And so the job flow just dried up immediately, and we didn't have a way to continue making an income. This really was a dark and deceptive time. It sent us into a financial tailspin. We had already paid the vendors, the workers, for all of the supplies and so forth with the money that we had gotten paid on that Friday. And so whenever he canceled that check, we had to wipe out all of our savings to cover the deficit so that everyone could get paid and all of our debts and things could be paid for, leaving us really with nothing, if anything, in the major red zone. And those circumstances and the tailspin that kind of ensued after that threw me for a complete loop in my relationship with God. I was asking, you know, where was he? And why was he not fixing this? And why did he even let this happen? And why didn't he deal with this evil action that had been taken against us? And I did not understand why God would let this happen to us. And I definitely didn't understand why he wasn't fixing us and fixing it and providing a quick way out. And once more and more difficulties came our way, I got exhausted. I mean, I was overwhelmed by my circumstances. And I honestly began to believe in that season that God was not good. I can remember being on the phone with my best friend. This was after, because I thought that this was going to, the aftermath of this would last like 4 to 6 months. And it ended up turning into years because of a series of terrible things that happened in our life and put us in some very, very difficult circumstances. And I can remember saying to my friend, I don't think God is good anymore. And so I asked her, I was like, pray, because I can't pray right now. I can't pray with faith. I don't believe he's good. And I don't know what we're going to do. And it took me a really long time to pull out of that spiritual turmoil. But now in retrospect, I can see that my eyes were definitely focused on the hardship. You know, I was focused on the circumstances. Naturally, nothing wrong with that. But like I was genuinely, the things of the world were screaming at me in my face. If we're talking about the difference between a dim light and then a bright blinding light, the things of this world were like bright blinding me and I could not see anything else. And it was consuming me. I can remember having it loop in my head when I went to bed at night, when I woke up in the morning. It was just a constant state of being preoccupied by the things of this world and just wanting God to fix it. And it took me a while to understand that God actually is not a circumstantial God. He's the same at all times. We talked about this during the anniversary episode. And when all things around me are chaotic, I'm really called to fix my eyes on him. Hebrews 12:2 says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, whenever he's talking about running the race with endurance. And so really what it comes down to is that when things don't make sense, God is calling us to have courageous faith. And when we do, when we trust God with all the things, that's when the things of earth grow strangely dim. But I have to admit, it's hard to articulate this because it seems so fluffy, right? To say, trust God with all the things. What does that really mean? I think what it means is that when you are in the midst of chaos, God is peace. When you are in a storm, he is an anchor. So God, when I say God is not a circumstantial God, God is not in our lives here on earth for all like evil to just no longer exist. God is with us, Emmanuel, God with us while we're on earth so that we have hope in the midst of the darkness, the Father of lights that brings light into the darkness. So do you hear? The darkness doesn't go away. The hard stuff doesn't stop. The difficulties don't just, you know, don't resolve themselves. Life continues to be challenging. Evil persists. Broken things are all around us. We are broken. Relationships are broken. Everything around us is broken. And so he has entered into that to be Emmanuel, God with us, so that in the midst of those circumstances, we have peace. In the midst of despair, we have hope. In the midst of the challenges, we have a steady place. God's goodness is not tied to us having a comfortable life. So, you know, he's not like the fairy God that brings a wand down and just says, bing, let's make it all pretty. That's not what following Jesus is all about. It's actually about sacrifice. It's about picking up your cross and following him, as the Bible says. So we sometimes exist in this realm where we're thinking that things are supposed to be good, but really God is good in the midst of the bad. God's goodness anchors us in the storm. It doesn't make the storm go away, but it gives us a steady, anchored spot in the midst of it all. So, you know, this has been very, very on my mind recently because I've been doing this podcast, seeing so much, like everything about God has just become so much more vivid to me, so much deeper and broader and more exciting to me than ever before in my life because of the faith journey stories that I've heard over the past year. I hope it has done the same for you. And if you're not a regular listener, I encourage you, please listen to these episodes, not because I want more listeners, but because I want you to be encouraged the way that I've been encouraged in my faith. But in the middle of me being encouraged in my faith in such a vivid and remarkable way, what I haven't shared with you guys is that there have been some really hard things going on in my life. When I first said yes to God about doing more public-facing work in ministry, that was hard for me. That was really vulnerable for me. But I knew God was asking me to step out in faith and to not prioritize myself and my own preferences. But he was saying, Jessica, what if you could be the light that someone can't ignore? What if you could bring that light? What if somebody could be drawn in to know God and be saved by his saving grace as a result of you saying yes? And I basically just couldn't say no. I had to do it. And in the midst of me just taking these like blind faith steps of saying yes and taking one step after another, not only in the podcast ministry, but writing and speaking and all the things. And by the way, like I hate social media. I'm not a social media person. Everybody's telling me you need to do social media in order for more people to know about it. And you guys will see there is some social media now, especially for the podcast. And I'm just doing my very best. You know, we have a volunteer team. I mean, I'm genuinely just doing anything I can to try to be obedient to the Lord so that this can make a name for his kingdom. It's not about me at all. But I will say that behind the scenes, it hasn't been easy. It was around June or July that I said yes to God in 2024. And in August, my husband collapsed on our living room floor. At 3 p.m. in the afternoon, he came home. I was working in my home office upstairs. And he collapsed on the living room floor with a major medical event. It was due to the swift and insightful actions of the emergency room that he did not have long-term organ damage. And I can remember coming home Friday night, taking care of him all day Saturday, waking up on Sunday morning and assuming I would just stay in my PJs. I wouldn't go to church. I'd just be there to take care of him because I did not really want to be around people. And my husband said, well, why don't you go? I'm fine here. I'm just going to be resting. And I thought to myself, you know, Satan does not want me worshiping God right now. He wants me focused on the things of this world. So I went in my closet, I got my most colorful dress, I put makeup on my face, and I went to church to worship God because I wanted to worship God so that my eyes could be fixed on his saving grace, on his calm in the storm, on the anchor that he is in my life, so that I could worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Father of Lights that brings light into darkness. That's who I wanted to worship that day. I didn't want my eyes to be cast on the darkness that was going on at home. So I went to church for an hour. I worshiped God and I came back home to take care of my husband. And I started to feel, you know, I think that these things are possibly, this was the most random medical event. Like, what if it's because of what I'm doing in ministry that, and we're being attacked? But I put that out of my mind and moved forward. Well, in October, the same day that I had my very first phone call with an organization, it was the first nonprofit organization that was interested in working with me. My husband collapsed on our kitchen floor with a cardiac event. And thank God I was home. But that sent us into a tailspin again. And he's okay, praise God. He recovered. He's got new medications and a specialist now, and we actually are very thankful because he got like a full heart workup at, in his early 50s, which is probably going to save his life down the road. But when he came home and he was recovering, I just fell to my knees on the floor one day and I said, I think I need to stop. I think I need to stop doing these things for Jesus. Because I think you're getting attacked because of what I'm doing. And he said, Jessica, you're doing what God has asked you to do. And no one can get in the way of that. And I said, yeah, but look at what's going on with you. Look at what's happening in our family. And this man, I cannot tell you where he gets his fortitude from. Well, actually, I do know where he gets his fortitude from. It comes from God. But he looked at me and he said, Jessica, I'll be a shield so that you can follow what God is asking you to do. I'll take the hits if I need to. So if you haven't heard our story, God brought us together in a very miraculous way. But it's days like that, that I realize, wow, God, now I can see so vividly why you had me marry this man. So, you know, it wasn't easy. It hasn't been easy, but even ahead of this, huge celebration that we have underway right now with the anniversary of the podcast and celebrating what we've learned about God, as I have been living this out and learning more and more about who he is and seeing it more vividly, better than ever before, I have also been going through some hard stuff. And most recently, you know, 2025 was really hard for the construction industry. My husband owns a business in the DMV area, and most, if not all, of his clients are employees of the federal government or contractors for the federal government. And there was a big reduction in workforce in the federal government at the beginning of 2025 that left a lot of folks who still had their jobs feeling very insecure about their stability and their role. And the clientele for my husband's business just shrunk overnight. The job leads shrunk overnight. But then there were subsequent things that took place with our nation that impacted the construction workforce. So there were people that were working in construction for subcontractors and so forth that were no longer showing up to work, that were no longer out and about and looking for work. And then in addition to that, we started to have supply chain issues. And so materials that we had ordered for construction jobs were coming in from other countries and getting stuck in places due to tariffs and different regulations that had shifted and changed. And so after about 9 months of trying to weather that storm, we had to make the difficult decision to close his business. And in doing so, it left us with all of the overhead and with no income on his side. Now, it took him a while to just kind of do, and he's actually kind of still in it, but just kind of cleaning up the aftermath of the business while also looking for another job. And God was so good. He gave us peace in the midst of that storm. So much peace. I can't even describe how amazing the peace was. I couldn't even understand how I could not be more concerned than I was. And then in like the 11th hour, he got a job right when it was like just the right time. He got a job and went in as a project manager, which is a position he's had in the past. And, you know, I was like, okay, thank God he got this job just in time. And you know what? He was in the job for 5 days, and then there was a permitting problem with the community that they were going to build. And the owner came to my husband and said, we just found out that we're not going to have all of the permitting done for 3 months, and therefore we won't need a project manager for 3 more months. So just like that, that one afternoon, no more job. And we went back into the tailspin of what are we going to do now? You know, and it's not easy, but I will tell you, it is true that my eyes have genuinely been on Jesus. I've lived enough life. I've heard enough stories now to know that he is not absent. He is with us. I don't know if you're familiar with the book of Daniel in the Bible, but you know, you may have heard the term the fourth man in the fire. But this is basically when 3 Hebrews were thrown into a furnace for refusing to worship a golden idol. And then they emerged unharmed and didn't even have like the smell of smoke on them whenever they emerged. And Daniel 3:25 says, I see 4 men loosed and walking about in the midst of the fire without harm. And the appearance of the fourth is like a son of God. This is kind of how I have felt over the past 6 months. It's like my family, we're walking through this stuff, but I feel like there's this fourth man in the fire with us. And it's been amazing to have this sense of being able to be in the midst of the uncertainty and in the midst of the storm of not knowing what's going to happen and taking it day by day, but having a confidence that I'm cared for. And also a confidence that it's not circumstantial. I'm not saying that everything's going to be great. I mean, I might have to move out of my house or I might have to change something. I don't know. But I'm just saying that it doesn't matter really at the end of the day. Circumstances can change, but I've got assurance of salvation and eternity. You may have heard the song Firm Foundation. The lyrics are, Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaking, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus because he has never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. Life is not easy. And we can deal all day long with circumstantial issues. And I am so sorry. Like, I wish I could take it away from us, right? I wish I could take away your hardship, your challenges, your uncertainties right now. But unfortunately, I can't. And we're here in this broken place dealing with broken circumstances. But I want you to know what an incredible firm foundation he is. Lamentations 3:22 says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hebrews 6:19 says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. If you are struggling right now, I ask that you please turn to Him and you can be honest. I want to leave you with some notes from speaker Mary DeMuth. I went to a session that she taught and she spoke about lament, and she gave us 5 steps that we can do whenever we're struggling and we need to lament. 1, question. Question God or complain about the situation with Him. That's totally fine. 2, ask. Ask God to please help you in the middle of your pain. 3, declare. Declare your trust in Him even when you don't understand. 4, choose. Choose to praise God in the middle of your grief. And 5, remind. Remind yourself that God is in control. He is good and He is for you. He is not against you. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join us again for next week's episode. Go to the description of today's episode to find more information about what we discussed. If you like this podcast, please click follow, share it with a friend, or leave us a review. And get excited because new episodes release every week.